בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שני שבת קודש, יוד באייר לסדר אמור. We are on the top of רשמ בית yesterday, we quoted the גמרא in מסכת שבת, the רבי אליעזר told his תלמידים, make sure to do teshuva the day before you die. And they replied, huh? Yeah, so what did he tell them? Aha, that's exactly the point. בי חוזר בתשובה every day, ונמצא כל ימיו בתשובה, because you never know which day is your last. Says the Or Lezion, לעולם יפה לשוב בתשובה שעה אחת קודם, כמו שכתב רבן יונה, שביחור תיקון הנפש, היצר הולך ומתגבר. It's always better to do teshuvah earlier than later, because the more you push it off, if you kick the can of teshuvah down the road, your yetzer hara will just keep on getting stronger, and it'll be harder and harder to be mitgaber, ויקשה עליו לתקן נפשו אחר כך. ולמשל, אדם שיצק בטון על הקיר ונתן פיגום בין אבן אחת לחברתה, אם יוריד את הפיגום באותו היום, הכל ייפול. או ככל שיתאחר יותר, יתקשה ולא ייפול. Which means, I guess when you're making like a cement wall, or whatever it is, you put these thingies in the wall to hold everything in place, if you take it off the same day, the whole wall is going to collapse, because you need those thingies to hold it in place. But the more you wait, especially with cement, it gets solid, right? When cement's wet, then you can do something with it. But when it solidifies, it's over. וכן אדם שעבר עבירה ובאותו היום מתבייש בה, מוחלין לו על כל עוונותיו, שעתה עבירה עדיין לא הושרשה בנפשו. Very important yesod, the Gemara tells us that if a person doesn't עבירה, and you are ashamed of it on that same day, you are immediately forgiven. Why? Because over there, it didn't yet take root in your neshama. It's still fresh, so it's still pliable. You can get it out very easily. ואם לא ייתן היום דעתו לשוב, אחר זמן יהיה יותר קשה. If you just push it, you know, push it down the road, and you say, you know what, I'll be חוזר בתשובה. A while later, so then it already solidifies, and it's much harder to get מחילה for it. ועוד, שאדם צעיר יש לו כוח לעשות תשובה, כגון שצריך להתענות וכדומה, ואחר כך לא יוכל. You know, part of teshuvah sometimes is that a person, again, nowadays we don't fast as much because the Isaac HaTorah is the most mechaper, as Maran Zichron Berachah says, but sometimes part of the sigufim, part of the tikkunim, is fasting. When you're younger, that's much easier. When you're older, it becomes much more difficult. כמו שכתב רבן יונה, שביותו בא בימים יחלש כוח היצר, ואף אם ישוב בתשובה, לא תועיל לו כמו עתה שעודו בתוקף תאוותו. ובימי הזקנה, גם יעדר הרגש והשכל נחלש. When you get older, your emotions and your intellect dull, you know, people start to lose it. כי אדם שעובר בכביש בלי להסתכל, כי חולשת הגוף פוגמת בעירנות האדם לבקר את מעשיו. When your body is weaker, that impacts your ability to introspect and to figure out what's going on, because you're physically, mentally, everything is weaker. מה שאין כן, אדם צעיר, כמו שרגיל לחשוב בענייני הגשמיות, כך גם בענייני הרוח. How are we always thinking in terms of gashmius? You're always thinking, you know, how to make another buck, and take another class and finish the credits, all sorts of machshavot. The same way our minds are always spinning. When it comes to olam hazeh, we have to make sure that our minds are also spinning, how to be mitaken our avirot. ועוד כתב רבן יונה, כי בהתאחרו מן התשובה, יהיו עוונותיו ישנים וישכח יגונם ולא ידאג להם כאשר בתחילה עיין שם. The more time passes without teshuva after doing an avira, the avirot are already stale. You're not thinking about them as much. So even though you know you need to do teshuva, but that feeling of, wow, how could I have done this? Just like anything else in life, it dulls with time. הנה, אדם שעשה אווירה בדברים שבין אדם לחברו, אם באותו היום בא לבקש מחילה, הגישה שלו היא בריאה, שמרגיש את הפגיעה שפגע בחברו, ויודע בהכרה שעשה לו בסדר, אבל אחר זמן אין יכול להגיש כמו באותו היום, וקשה ממנו לבקש ממנו מסליחה. Which means, let's say you hurt somebody. So if you go and ask מחילה that same day, you know it's fresh, you're feeling like, yeah, I did something wrong here, and that in and of itself spurs you to go ask for מחילה. But as time goes on, you're like, okay, whatever, you know, it becomes a little bit more stale. What you did is not as fresh, and you don't have that same motivation to go ask for מחילה. כמו כן, בדברים שבין אדם למקום, ולמשל, אם יראה לו יום אחד שקם לאחר זמן קריאת שמה, באותו היום מרגיש חיסרון נורא, אבל אילו יחשוב על מקרה דומה לפני שנה או שנתיים, לא יצטער על כך. On the same day, if a person wakes up, you know, he says an interesting thing. You wake up one morning after Zman Kriyat Shema, you feel awful the entire day. You should feel awful. You miss Kriyat Shema. Like, what exactly are you doing? So on that same day, you feel that void. As time goes on, if you think about, oh yeah, I woke up past Zman Kriyat Shema a year ago. So like, okay, what was. So that's why it's important to strike while the iron's hot, b'chozer b'tshuva, when the ma'aseh is still fresh in your head. וכן אם יתפלל היום ביחיד, הוא רץ ויגיע להשלים מה שחסר בדברים שבקדושה. Any day you daven ביחיד, you're always running late. You're trying to catch your own tail. And you feel it. Like if you didn't pray בציבור today, so like, no good. You feel awful. אבל אם היה זה לפני 20 שנה, לא מצטער, כי השכחה מטשטשת את הדבר ומקטינה אותו. Yeah, if I remember, yeah, 20 years ago, I forgot to, I didn't daven b'tzibur, so like, whatever. Time has a way of blurring everything. So it doesn't bother you as much when it's not fresh. Okay, here we go. Another one, let's start this one. Shlomo, shall we? Shkoyach. Charata de me'ikara. Hatshuva. Shlomo is, you can tell me no sometimes too. You don't have to be my yes man. If it needs to be, you know what I'm saying? Say it. התשובה היא קלה וקשה. תשובה is sometimes easy, sometimes hard. שמצד עקירת הרצון לחטוא, אפילו אם רק הרהר בתשובה, כבר נסלח לו. Once you uproot that will to sin, that in and of itself, even if it was just במחשבה, you didn't go through the rest of the steps yet, you're already forgiven. The Gemara already tells us, there's a Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin Daf Mem Tet, the Gemara says, the person goes over to a woman, says, הרי את מקודשת לי על מנת שאני צדיק גמור, אף על פי שהיה רשע גמור, מקודשת. The Rambam explains this Gemara, מקודשת מספק. Why is she מקודשת? The guy is רשע גמור. He made a תנאי על מנת שאני צדיק גמור. So why is she מקודשת? Says the Gemara, שם הרהר תשובה בליבו. We're concerned that at that moment when he said that, he could have been having thoughts of תשובה, and that's enough to be mochel is avonot, and therefore she's mekudeshet misafek. It's a get misafek, eshet ish, lo pashut. Why? Because teshuvah beirhur is sufficient. Aval, b'chdei shema'aseh avera she'aseh yafech letov v'yimachek legamri haroshem she'na'aseh al yedei achet, lo yeh batuach bazeh, ad she'yaid alav yodeh ha'talamot shelo yashuv od lechisla. Which means you want it to completely be eradicated, you want it to turn into a ma'aseh tov, then you need to go through all the steps of teshuvah, and as the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to sign off on you that you'll never come back to do this chit. בדבר הזה תלוי בעזיבת החית, you gotta stop. כמה גמר בדעתו לחדול ממעשיו ורגיליו הקודמים. You know, people have this question every year. ראש השנה, אלו, ראש השנה, עשיתם את תשובה, יום כיפור, הוא חוזר בתשובה. Really, with really, really good intentions, and we have good resolves, and then we come back next Yom Kippur, and here we are again, same averot. So what does that say about last year's teshuvah? What does that say? Lo pashut me'od. Yeah, nachon. But, mikol makom, it means that there was something missing from that teshuvah. There was something accepted about the teshuvah because you resolved, and ba'asher husham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the teshuvah, but obviously if we have the same averot again and again, and we come back to them, so the teshuvah is incomplete. The only time teshuvah is complete, like the Rambam says, is if you never again come back to it. Yeah, never again, like the Holocaust. Now, he says, v'lachin, by the way, whatever, I'm not a fan of just side rant. There's a lot, the Holocaust was a terrible, terrible thing. My grandparents were Holocaust survivors, and, you know, never forget, all these things are great. But I've heard from several Gedolei Torah that the phrase of never again, as it applies to the Holocaust, is not a very good phrase. Yeah, yeah. What do you mean never again? Who asked you? You think Hashem took a poll before he brought the Holocaust? Meaning, Manavshach, if Hashem doesn't want it to happen again, so it'll never happen again. And if Chalila, 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 the opposite, so what is your never again? What do you mean never again? Never again means we will never let it happen again, correct? That's what it means, right? You can't. If it's Ritzon Hashem, you can't stop it. Maybe, I don't know. To say, I'll never forget, I hear. Never forgive the Rishayim who did it to us, I hear. But never again, Mechatesi, who asked you?
Why do I say Hashem, Chalila should never happen again?
Chas v'chalila is a tefillah. Never again means a statement. It means, no, that's how they use it. That's how the, we will never let this happen again. With all your armies and all your everything. You can do ishtadlut, it's wonderful. You can defend yourself, that's a wonderful thing. But we will never let this happen again. There's a little kfira there. It's not in your control. You know what I'm saying? As terrible as it was. Hashem didn't ask us then, and He'll never ask us again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even when you die, I mean, it depends. Death is mechaper on certain kinds of averot. It's true, but only with teshuva. So, yeah.
You come out to Google.
Yeah, but what happens if you die in that avera? Still having done that avera. You know what I'm saying? So death atones to a certain extent, but it's got to be this thing. Anyway, that was my rant about, it's not my own thing. I've heard my Rebbeim say the same thing. Who made up this thing never again? Who you think Gdolei Ador sat down, they convened the Sanhedrin, let's make a phrase about the Holocaust. What are we going to call it? Never again. Who said never again? Who made it up? Yeah, Me'aretz, Kofrim, whatever. You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, we beg you, never bring this again. That's a different story. But to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement, disclaimer, look up the Shemaim, never again. Whoa. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? That's like one of the biggest mechateses on the planet, is that. Never again. Who asked you? Yom Tov.